Hello and welcome. You're watching The Buck Stops Here and I'm Barkha Dutt. The big political story today, it's now an open war between Congress Vice President Rahul Gandhi and the RSS. In the Supreme Court today, Rahul Gandhi, through his counsel and senior Congress leader Kapil Sibal, made it clear that he would not be apologizing or taking back his comments about the RSS when he said people from the RSS were responsible for the assassination of Mahatma Gandhi. Earlier, it appeared as if Rahul Gandhi was backtracking because Rahul Gandhi had informed the court that he did not mean to denounce an entire group but was talking only about certain individuals. However, withdrawing his special leave petition in the court today, Rahul Gandhi virtually dared the RSS and said he was ready to face trial. The BJP and the RSS are both hitting back, saying that Rahul Gandhi can't seem to make up his mind and he's been through a series of U-turns on his own comments. Later on the program, we'll be debating who's on the back foot. But first, let's get started with our newsmaker tonight. Here in the studio, talking exclusively on The Buck Stops Here, is Congress leader and senior counsel for Rahul Gandhi, Kapil Sibal. Let me take this straight to you, Mr. Sibal. Even I'm a bit confused. When I read what you said in your affidavit in the Mumbai High Court, which is then repeated by you in the Supreme Court, you say, and let me read this out to you.
Affidavits are not repeated.
Let me read this out to you. You said this in the Supreme Court.
No.
The petitioner Rahul Gandhi never accused the RSS as an institution for the crime. This is clear from my affidavit before the Bombay High Court. You today change your mind completely. What happened?
Barkha, let me just clarify. It's not true at all. What happened was, what did I say in Bhiwandi? I said, RSS के लोगों ने गांधी जी को गोली मारी.
Yes.
अब वो गांधी जी की बात करते हैं. Have I ever, has Rahul Gandhi ever withdrawn that statement at any point in time since he made it? The answer is no. The court asked me, what have you said in your affidavit in the petition filed in the Bombay High Court? This line was taken from that affidavit.
Yeah.
At which the court asked the other side, then why are you prosecuting this matter? They say they would take time, get instructions. And when it came today, I said to the court, I stand by what I said. I've always stood by what I said and I will repeat what I said in the future.
But when you told the court that you did not mean that in your affidavit previously,
the court
you had argued.
No, the court read the affidavit and asked the other side. I never told the court that I'm withdrawing or I'm changing my position. I never made a U-turn at any point
but
in time.
But the court only also spoke about giving the case what they called a decent burial. It said Rahul Gandhi could simply apologize. It even asked the lawyers for the other side whether they were satisfied with this explanation by Rahul Gandhi.
Why should Rahul Gandhi apologize on facts of history? Why should he apologize? Tushar Gandhi in his book in 2011 said this. He said what the Sanghis had failed to do for the past decade had been done by one of their cadre in the context of assassination of Gandhi. They did not file a defamation against Tushar Gandhi. Then it's not just Konrad Elst. The brother of Nathuram Godse, Gopal Godse, said that we four brothers were always in the RSS, continue to be in the RSS. Nathuram, only to save the RSS, to save Golwalkar, at that point in time said he was not, but he was always a part of the RSS. Did they file a case against Gopal Godse, defamation case against Gopal Godse? Shamsul Islam said the same thing. Yeah. Harbhagwan Singh, who was an advocate general of the Haryana High Court, said that at that point in time, he was shocked to see RSS people distributing sweets at the assassination of Gandhi.
Did they file a defamation against them? There are two different aspects to this. One is the argument, was Nathuram Godse a member of the RSS at the time of the assassination? The RSS says no. Even historians,
how can
like,
the RSS know?
Even historians like Ram Guha, and I have an article before me, in an article titled Golwalkar, the Guru of Hate, Ram Guha says, on January 30th, 1948, Mahatma Gandhi was murdered by Nathuram Godse. Though Godse was not a member of the RSS at the time of the murder, he had been one in the past. And then he goes on to say there were reports that in several places, RSS members celebrated by distributing sweets. But he does say he was not a member at the time of the assassination.
One second, Barkha. How do you establish that he was not a member? Can anybody say?
There are historical accounts.
Can anybody say that he left membership of the RSS on such and such day? There is no register of membership of the RSS. RSS doesn't have a register. It's not an organization which is registered under any act. And in fact, RSS people themselves say once you're a member of the RSS, you can never leave it. You're always a member of the RSS. And if the brother says that he continued to be the member of the RSS.
No, how can at you say no one can leave? In Goa today, many people were threatening to leave because they changed the Pracharak. I mean, it's not Hotel California
This is what they say. This is what the RSS people themselves say, that there is no system by which you leave the RSS. It's just a mindset. What is RSS? It's a mindset. It's an ideology.
It's also it's a divisive group.
It's a what's group? Where group has to have some entity. RSS doesn't have an entity. It has to be registered under some society. It has to be a register of members. There is no such register. Then Mohan Bhagwat should tell us what was the number of the registration of Nathuram Godse when he was a member of the RSS and when did he leave?
Now, there are two separate aspects to this, Mr. Sibal. One is whether Godse was a member at the time of the assassination.
Let's leave that.
The other is what appeared to be flip-flops by Rahul Gandhi and you who has been appearing
What's the flip-flop?
As his representative. The flip-flop is the following. If Rahul Gandhi was ready to face trial and not apologize and not take back his statements, why did you just not say so in the court to begin with?
The first day when the matter came up, the judge asked me, learned judge asked me, are you willing to apologize? I said, nothing doing.
Yes.
I stand by what I said.
Yes.
And I've never taken back that statement. What happened was, in a line in an affidavit, when they read it, they asked the other side. I never bent back on it.
The Indian Express on the 25th of August reports you as having said in the Supreme Court, Kapil Sibal repeatedly referred to Rahul Gandhi's affidavit in which Rahul had said he blamed a person associated with the RSS.
That's the statement.
But did not denounce
organization. That's the statement. RSS ke logo ne Gandhi ji ko goli mari. Nothing more, nothing less. We stand by it. Always stood by it.
Does Rahul Gandhi denounce the organization only Nathuram Godse?
Please, let me, don't sort of persuade me.
I'm trying to understand.
You please understand only one fact of history.
Yeah.
That what Nathuram Godse, according to his brother, and incidentally, Gopal Godse was convicted. Like, forget Nathuram Godse. Gopal Godse was convicted. He said he was a member of the RSS. Gopal Godse, who was convicted, said he was a member of the RSS. So, RSS ke logon ne Gandhi ji ko goli mari is a perfectly correct statement of history, of fact.
Do you denounce
So, therefore, where
the
is the question? First of all, the RSS has to tell us, are they an organization? Which statute are they registered?
Do you believe or do you accept that there has been a certain degree of ambiguity even in the statements of somebody like Sardar Patel? And I bring this out to you because I have three different letters written by Sardar Patel. One was written to Nehru in February, and this is very soon after the assassination.
February 2nd, 1948.
And he says the RSS was not involved. This is Sardar Patel. It was the fanatical wing of the Hindu Mahasabha directly under Savarkar that hatched the conspiracy. But later, writing to Shyama Prasad Mukherjee, he actually says, as a result of the activities of the RSS and the Hindu Mahasabha, particularly the former, an atmosphere was created in which such a ghastly tragedy became possible, right? Then he modifies this further and he talks about the service that RSS did to Hindu society. He accepts that there is some good to the RSS and he ends by saying, and this is really interesting, I am thoroughly convinced that the RSS men can carry on their patriotic endeavor only by joining the Congress and not by keeping separate from us or by opposing us.
I think you are just widening the debate. We are on a very limited issue.
I'm just saying that there's been a degree of confusion on the RSS.
What limited issue? Kya RSS se logo ne Gandhi ji ko goli mari is the limited issue.
Yeah.
Right? And if the brother himself says it and he has been convicted, I don't think we can go further and we should go further. Number two, the formal communique of the Government of India dated February 2, 1948 says that people in the RSS were looting, were murdering, were indulging in arson. And then it goes on to say that in fact many innocent people were victims of this activity, and Mahatma Gandhi was the last such victim. It is part of a government communique.
Let me put it to you like this, Kapil. If you hypothetically or I break the law tomorrow, would I be able to say Mr. Sibal broke the law, or would I say the Congress broke the law? Would you say Barkha broke the law or NDTV broke the law? Now it would depend on
the act. That's exactly what
right?
he said. RSS ke logon ne Gandhi ji ko goli mari. Why are you trying to make me make a statement that I'm not going to make?
Because not able to understand
Rahul Gandhi,
whether this is a denunciation of the group or Nathuram Godse.
Rahul Gandhi has made a statement. He stands by it. That's all. There's nothing more to it. And we are going to trial on it.
Okay, so explain the political logic of the trial, and the decision to go,
I'll tell you. I'll tell you.
You said today very dramatically that this is now a test of who's the real Hindu. What did you mean by that?
I'm a Hindu, but I don't belong to the RSS. Dalits are Hindus. They don't belong to the RSS. But the RSS wants that all Hindus must belong to the RSS. The question is, the fight is between an ideology that belongs to the RSS, and I believe a true Hindu would never have killed Mahatma Gandhi. So I believe, and the RSS must answer that, was Natsuram Godse a true Hindu?
So you are saying the RSS...
If they are distancing themselves from Natsuram Godse, then they must also say that a true Hindu could never have killed Mahatma Gandhi, and that Natsuram Godse was not a true Hindu. They must say that.
But are you saying Natsuram Godse is not a true Hindu, or are you saying the RSS members, none of them are true Hindus?
I am saying any person who killed Mahatma Gandhi cannot be a true Hindu.
That's Natsuram
Godse. And that's the fight between us and persons of a certain ideology. It's a fight between identity politics and insaniyat. That's what the fight is.
So you are saying the RSS ideology killed Mahatma Gandhi?
RSS ke logo ne Gandhi ji ko goli mari. Nothing more, nothing less.
The political logic of facing trial. There seems to be a little bit of, you know, you won't like the comparison, but a little bit of Kejriwal in this decision. And I say this because I remember all those cases when Kejriwal was sued for defamation, let's say by Nitin Gadkari, and he said, no, I won't pay the bail bond, I'll just go to jail. That's the parallel I'm drawing here.
No, please don't draw that parallel.
Is there a sense here of seeking the theatrical moment, wanting to remain in the headlines, of finding
We want the RSS to come and tell us what the basis of their case for defamation is. We would like to know from the RSS, what is the RSS? Please tell us what organization it is. What is their membership? When did Natsuram Godse join the RSS? When did he leave the RSS? What do they think about the murder of Mahatma Gandhi? Are they with Natsuram Godse, against Natsuram Godse? Now that the Prime Minister embraces Gandhi's politics, then are Dalits not Hindus? They are also Hindus. Why is this divisive mindset attacking even Hindus and what Hinduism stands for? And therefore I say I am a Hindu, but I am not RSS, and the fight is between a true Hindu and the RSS. That's the fight.
I'm going to play out Rahul Gandhi's statement in a moment from now, that statement that's at the heart of this controversy.
Right.
But the RSS asks today, Kapil, if Rahul Gandhi is ready to face trial now, why did he not say the same 2 years ago when the case was first filed in Bhiwandi?
Because there was a petition pending in the Supreme Court on the constitutional validity of criminal defamation, section 499 of the Penal Code. And that decision was rendered just a few months ago. And therefore, everything was stayed. And these matters only came up after the Supreme Court upheld the constitutional validity of 499.
Okay, let's just listen to the statement.
Reason.
Let's just listen to the very brief statement of Rahul Gandhi that started this entire storm.
यही इनकी इनका फैशन गांधी जी को मारा इन्होंने आरएसएस के लोगों ने गांधी जी को गोली मारी और आज उनके लोग गांधी जी की बात करते
ना इन्होंने इज अ प्लूरल सो ऑब्वियसली ही मीन्स पीपल अदर देन Natsuram Godse एज वेल
नो गांधी जी के आरएसएस के लोगों ने
Natsuram
Godse वाज नॉट द ओनली अक्यूज्ड. There were other accused. They were convicted also. And in fact, there is a famous report of one of the judges' report, which said that, in fact, even Savarkar, there was some evidence against Savarkar.
Well, Sardar Patel does mention Savarkar in his letter to Nehru, in his first letter to Nehru. But in that same letter, he says the RSS was not responsible. So we can't read those letters.
But there is a whole inquiry report which in fact suggested the Sarkar, but somehow that evidence didn't come on record. But the fact of the matter is that Hindu Mahasabha, RSS members at that point in time, I mean, the facts of history are not just laid down by us, but by several authors.
But you're hedging your bets.
Malgaonkar has said the same thing.
You're hedging your answer on one question. And that question is, are you denouncing the RSS as a group or not?
I denounce the ideology of the RSS. I denounce the ideology that led to the murder
of Mahatma. That's a political denunciation.
But are you
holding the group responsible for the assassination?
Please understand what I said. I said RSS के लोगों ने गांधी जी को गोली मारी. आई डोंट नो व्हाई यू वांट मी टू से समथिंग मोर देन दैट.
बिकॉज़ इट्स नॉट अ कंप्लीट
आर्गुमेंट. नो दैट्स व्हाट द डेफेमेशन इज ऑन दैट.
बिकॉज़ इनिशियली यू आर्ग्यूड इन कोर्ट दैट दिस इज नॉट अ जजमेंट ऑन द एंटायर RSS.
आई डिड नेवर आर्ग्यू दैट. यू आर सेइंग आर्ग्यू
दैट. योर एफिडेविट. योर एफिडेविट.
माय एफिडेविट वाज इन द हाई कोर्ट एट दैट पॉइंट.
बट दैट मींस दैट दैट्स व्हाट यू थॉट एट दैट टाइम.
इट वाज अ लाइन इन द एफिडेविट बट दैट्स नॉट व्हाट माय स्टेटमेंट इज. आई स्टैंड बाय माय स्टेटमेंट. माय एफिडेविट इज नॉट माय स्टेटमेंट. माय यू हैव हर्ड द स्पीच. इट डजंट से एनी ऑफ दैट. I stand by my statement. I will continue to say what I have said. And I think the Congress party stands by Rahul Gandhi on that. Nothing wrong with that.
The court today declined.
And first of all, RSS is, where is that organization? I'd like to know. Is it registered under the Societies Registration Act? What under what societies, under what act is it registered?
So what are you talking about an organization?
There is no organization. It's just a medley of people who say they belong to this particular divisive ideology. They want to convert. Look at the way they are treating Dalits. Can a Hindu attack a Hindu like that? Are Dalits Hindus? Why are they attacking Hindus?
So is this a fight over Hinduism?
Yes. The true meaning of Hinduism. That's the fight. Hinduism is a way of life. And this is the degeneration of the way of life of a true Hindu. And the way what is happening in this country today, Mahesh Sharma says you should not go there wearing a skirt, you should not eat this, you should not dress like this. Is this Hinduism? Is this what this country stands for? That's the fight. Fight Barkha is not a litigation, we'll fight. But the true battle is what kind of mindset will be what is the idea of India? And what kind of mindset should we have to take this country forward? And if this is the kind of mindset that you beat up your own people who belong to your own community, you ostracize people, is this the mindset that will rule India?
Let me ask you, in the end, you were denied exemption from appearance in court.
No, not denied. I never then asked for it. I said, you can give exception. He said, no. I said, fine, no issue. I didn't ask.
So Rahul Gandhi will appear in the court.
Absolutely will appear in court. Absolutely.
And there is no political calculation to this. There is no.
Where is the political?
There is no seizing. No.
Let me
moment.
Be clear. The fight is political. The drama in the courtroom is a very small part of the larger fight between us and them.
And that fight is over who is the true Hindu.
That's right.
Dramatic
what
words
does India,
there.
What does Hinduism stand for? What is India? And what is the idea of India?
Kapil Sibal, thank you so much. That gives us a lot of food for thought. And I'm going to take your words straight to our panel. Thank you so much for joining us on The Buck Stops Here. Our panel is with us now. GVL Narasimha Rao of the BJP is with us. C.R. Kesavan of the Congress is with us. Tushar Gandhi, who of course was just quoted in that interview by Kapil Sibal, Mahatma Gandhi's great-grandson, is also with us. GVL Narasimha Rao, straight away, you must have a chance to rebut what Kapil Sibal was saying. The point being made that this is now not just a fight between Rahul Gandhi and the RSS. This is a fight to define and claim Hinduism and who's an authentic Hindu.
Barkha, I think Mr. Kapil Sibal is otherwise very eloquent, but throughout your interview, I have seen how he is not willing to utter one word more than what Rahul Gandhi had stated in that tape. They are so scared, it becomes very evident. They have, I think this was a double U-turn taken by Rahul Gandhi in court. They wanted to buy peace and they wanted to get out of the case, but they didn't succeed. And the Supreme Court, in the full knowledge of his statement, had earlier made scathing observations about Rahul Gandhi's statement. Supreme Court had perused the video statement that was made by Rahul Gandhi. And Supreme Court said you cannot blame an entire organization. That's how Supreme Court had interpreted it. And there is no way a lower court can interpret it differently when Supreme Court itself sees this as an indictment. And if they are actually accusing the RSS, I want Kapil Sibal to admit on show that the Congress party is actually indicting Nehru. And calling him a co-conspirator in the assassination of Mahatma Gandhi.
How do you say that?
Why did Pandit Nehru not take action against the organization? Why was the ban lifted soon after a ban was imposed? Why did Pandit Nehru invite RSS to be a part of Republic Day parade in 62 if it had any remote role in it? So obviously, unless Nehru had some vested interest in the assassination of Mahatma Gandhi, he wouldn't have let go anyone involved in it. So I think Congress Party is actually indicting Nehru and indicting all the entire government that lasted, all the Congress governments in the past, because no commission of inquiry, no report had ever indicted the RSS even remotely in this matter.
Okay.
So Congress has to accept or spell out, was it a Congress conspiracy? Was Nehru a party to it?
Now that is a whole new dimension, but let me take that to Tushar Gandhi. I'm waiting for the line to C.R. Kesavan to come up. Also in the meantime, Professor Rakesh Sinha, RSS ideologue and historian, is with us, as is Professor Aditya Mukherjee, Professor of History as well. Tushar Gandhi, G.V.L. Narasimha Rao brings in an entirely new dimension here, bringing in Nehru into this. And I did also read to Kapil Sibal the very contradictory letters written by Sardar Patel, his first letter to Nehru, actually indicting Savarkar, but giving a clean chit to the RSS, saying the RSS was not involved at all, and then he keeps grading and shading those letters. Tushar. Tushar, are you able to hear me? Tushar, are you able to hear me?
Yes, now I can.
I'm saying we're talking about the very content.
Yes, now I can, Barkha.
Go ahead on this entire controversy. Go ahead, Tushar.
No, I think you know, there's been too much pussyfooting around this issue for too long, and the campaign of lies and calumny has been allowed to continue for too long, and it's time that the truth comes out. And the truth is that without the support of the RSS, the murder would never have happened. It wouldn't have happened. He needed to have, for 2 days, till 2 days before the murder, Nathuram didn't even have the weapon to kill Bapu with. And then a man from Pune travels to Delhi, then on to Gwalior, and acquires the most sophisticated pistol of that time to come back to Delhi and murder Mahatma Gandhi. And if Nathuram Godse was that efficient and capable, he wouldn't have been a failure till the 30th of January 1948.
So what is your point? You're saying he was
only
incapable
thing
of acting
life
on his
that
own.
That is an achievement was Gandhi's murder. The point is that he had organizational support from a pan-Indian organization, and an organization was involved in Bapu's murder, and that is the RSS, because he was inimicable, and that is why for 60 years the RSS was worshipping Nathuram Godse.
But isn't there a contradiction here, Tushar, before I get Rakesh Sinha to come in?
And people don't talk the truth.
But Tushar, isn't there a contradiction that when Kapil Sibal, on the one hand, says the RSS is a medley of individuals, it's not even a group, the Congress does not take a clear position on whether it's denouncing the individual or the group. You are saying it's an organized group and the assassination was organized and Nathuram Godse could not have acted alone. Then isn't there a certain contradiction in between what Kapil Sibal is saying and what you're saying?
Well, I don't hold any briefs for what Kapil Sibal says. So I say what I know is the truth, Barkha, and I only speak for myself. And I have researched this subject, and I have found out what was even shocking for myself. If the Kapoor Commission's report is read thoroughly, the revelations in that report are shocking beyond imagination. The vastness of the conspiracy, the involvement of all the players, so many of them, and the objective of that conspiracy. It's unfortunately the report has been buried for so long that people have forgotten about all this.
Let me get Rakesh Sinha, and then we'll go to C.R. Kesavan. Rakesh Sinha, Kapil Sibal says that this is a fight to define who's a real Hindu. You heard what Tushar Gandhi said, that Nathuram Godse was incapable of acting individually. How does the RSS see this? First of all, now the Congress is even challenging, whether Nathuram Godse ever even left the RSS, which is what the RSS has claimed, that he was not a member of the RSS at the time of the assassination.
I was shocked when Kapil Sibal said this incident is also indicative of defining who is Hindu.
He said that's the main battle.
No, this reflects the Congress social philosophy. You just see, in 1984, everybody was knowing that who killed Mrs. Gandhi. And Congress defined who is real Sikh. The Sikh man killed Indira Gandhi. This led the butchering of the thousands of Sikhs. In 1948 Barkha, people are not talking of that. Hundred of the Maharashtrian Brahmins who were innocent, many of them were following socialist ideology. They were beaten, their homes burnt, their shops looted only because they were co-caste men of Nathuram Godse or Apte or Begde. This is the shocking. And I say, you just tell, just for information of the congressman, a 10th class student of A.G. Kher. A.G. Kher was Minister of Local Self-Government in Uttar Pradesh of Congress. His 10th class student, his name was, I'm just giving you his name, this is very Basudev Kher. He was arrested. He got arrested. And just after the...
But that doesn't answer my question.
No, I'm coming to.
That is all the sins of the Congress.
No, I just say, Nathuram Godse was a critic of RSS. In 1932, he writes a letter to V.D. Savarkar. In that letter, he and Bindu Madhav Puranik, a group of five Hindu Mahasabhais write letter to Savarkar, and stating that RSS was spoiling the energy of Hindu youth. The reason was, Barkha, this is a very crucial thing. 1932, why Hindu Mahasabha formed its own organization, Ram Sena and Hindu Militia? Because in 1930, Dr. Hedgewar, RSS founder, decided that RSS would participate in Gandhian movement. And a large section of Hindu Mahasabhais had hate for Gandhi, ideologically hated Gandhi. They were shocked to find RSS was participating.
So you disowned Nathuram Godse, but you heard Kapil Sibal say that Gopal Godse himself describes the four brothers as members of the RSS.
Message for Kapil Sibal, the ideology he is talking, divisive ideology, his father Hira Lal Sibal used to say in Chandigarh that it was, had it not been the RSS, his family could not have been brought
from... I don't know if Tushar Gandhi is trying to come in, but Tushar, just hang on a second.
And I'm list giving Tushar Gandhi is important because...
Kapil Sibal's father, complete your point.
Yes, Kapil Sibal's father used to, not one person, hundreds of the person and journalists, he said, his family could have been, was saved by the RSS. He came from, migrated from Lahore, Hira Lal Sibal. And as for one line for this Tushar Gandhi, he just still talking like a knave. Conspiracy theory. Kindly re-examine the trial of Nathuram Godse. In trial, he already mentioned about the RSS. Why did he hate RSS? Why he had differences with RSS? Go through the 407 documents presented before the Kapoor Commission.
Let's get Tushar and C.R. Kesavan in. Yeah, Tushar, were you trying to say something? Go ahead.
Yes, I just like to suggest that he reads Pyarelal's the last phase and what all Pyarelal has said about the involvement of the RSS in the murder. He points out to the fact that immediately after the funeral on the 31st, there was a cabinet meeting and a decision was taken to arrest RSS leadership and ban the organization.
And Pyarelal's book, he writes, you are not giving a new information.
Within 12
these were part of the Kapoor Commission and the Gandhi murder trial.
And the top leadership of the RSS went underground because they were told that they should
In 84, thousands of people were killed, means they were all killer of Indira Gandhi.
Let the cooling period happen and then come out. This is
logic,
not what I am saying.
Bad logic and,
this is not my statement. This is what Pyarelal ji has written in his book, Mahatma, the last phase. And Pyarelal ji was
suggesting him.
About RSS's involvement in Babu's murder.
He still lives in conspiracy theory,
I have to move on. C.R. Kesavan, your video is gone to us because it's raining in Chennai where you are, but go ahead if you can hear us.
Yeah, I'm glad you're ensuring our voice is heard, Barkha. Barkha, first, I don't know why the RSS ideologue is so rattled and feels cornered here. It's very good that this is going to be, out in the public domain. And let there be a trial, and I think the younger generation will know. See, the common substance is simple, Barkha. The assassination of Gandhiji was a result of a destructive ideology of persons associated with the RSS, the assassins of.
But you're hedging, but even Mr. Sibal and the Congress is hedging its bets. Are you blaming Nathuram Godse or are you blaming the RSS? This part is still confusing.
I'm saying it very clearly. It was a result of an ideology of certain people associated with the RSS.
Okay.
And that is, I mean, Mr. Rahul Gandhi has been consistently clear and unequivocal about this. And I will also add two, three things. You know, nobody mentioned about what the court said on July 20th, Barkha. The ethics court pulled up the Bhiwandi judge.
I have a quick question to this one.
You know, the magistrate seems to have manufactured his powers. The onus is, you know, on the complainant and the evidence given by the complainant. Why did the judge order a police report? You know, and now, again, the trial goes back and the magistrate has to ensure that there is enough evidence by the complainant. You know, and there lies the problem for them. And let me just quote two, three things which has not been said here, Parka. Kindly bear with me.
Okay.
Like they said, history will bear testimony to this. Because if you see, you know, recently in 2014, Mohan Bhagwatji made a statement. Ek Bhasha, Ek Devta, Ek Sampradaya Banana Hoga. One language, one culture and one religion. This is a regressive ideology of RSS. This is, you know, trying to bring in unity by uniformity. And this is exactly what Mr. Goldwalkar, the Sarasan Chalak, said. He had said the non-Hindus of Hindustan must be wholly subordinated to the Hindu nation.
I will allow Rakesh to rebut to you and GVL. Can I just get Aditya Mukherjee to come up with a comment and then you can react to him?
Okay, my question is, let the BJP,
yes,
let the BJP now disown their conscience keeper and say whether they are for this kind of Hindu.
Let GVL Rao take that. Since it's for the BJP, let the GVL Rao take that and then Aditya Mukherjee.
Does the BJP agree with Mr. Mohan Bhagwat's statement?
Okay, CR Kesavan, let GVL Rao take that. Please, GVL Rao, go ahead.
I find this debate very confusing. Congress leaders do not want to discuss the subject at hand and they want to really digress from the topic. I would like to focus only on the topic. And my questions to the Congress are, why did you have to, if you didn't want any review of the case, why did you go to the Supreme Court if you wanted to face the trial? Why did you say that we are not blaming the organization and then subsequently taking a very ambivalent position on this? I think they are so scared, they are on the back foot, but then when they realize that they have politically lost face, they are now trying to really indulge in verbal gymnastics. I think Rahul Gandhi has shown that he doesn't have the capacity, mettle to take on a case like this. He's already facing cheating, misappropriation of 2,500 crores in National Herald case, and he didn't want to open another front. But now he seems possibly we have to end up in jail. I think a number of people who have made such allegations have apologized in the past. Whoever doesn't do it, let them face prosecution.
So I'll put your questions to CR
Congress
in a moment.
They're trying to obfuscate the issue by going around ideology.
Okay.
We are very proud of our ideology. We know the Congress Party's only ideology is to speak the language of Pakistan and to indulge in vote bank politics. We certainly rebuke their ideology and we are proud of our ideology.
Okay.
Our ideology is articulated by the Prime Minister. Sabka Saath, Sabka Vikas. Not like Congress Party. Even in trials, even in investigations, they want to look at a particular community from a different perspective. You know, their sympathies for terrorists from Pakistan. We don't show that ideology.
Mr. Rao, I'll allow CR to come in on all the points you've raised, but I must go to Professor Aditya Mukherjee now. Aditya Mukherjee, the fact is that Sardar Patel's communication is actually quite confusing. Because Sardar Patel, and I was saying this to Kapil Sibal as well, starts with a letter to Nehru in February 1948. And by September 1948, he's actually saying to the RSS that you should carry on. And let me just, you know this letter, but for our viewers, I am thoroughly convinced that RSS men can carry on their patriotic endeavor only by joining the Congress. So there's something confusing here, because if you're going to look at history and say the RSS or RSS ke log, they are responsible for the assassination of Mahatma Gandhi, you also have to look at the history where Sardar Patel was actually asking the RSS to join the Congress.
It's not surprising. That has been the history of the Congress, not to exclude anybody. If you are on the wrong path, you're always welcome to come back. It has allowed communists to come back. It has allowed RSS. It has wished that the RSS would come back onto the secular path.
But he does call them patriotic, and he says there can be no doubt that RSS did service to Hindu society.
Of course, one would be a bit foolish to say that the RSS has only one aspect to itself. Part of it is sacrifice. Part of it is patriotism of a certain kind, which is not the kind of patriotism the Congress would have wanted, the national movement would have wanted, and therefore they would want to change it. But the main question that you asked, you know, is answered by Gopal Godse himself. Mm. Apart from the fact that he says that my brother was not only in the RSS, he was a Baudhik Karavya. Mm. He also says that obviously the RSS did not pass a resolution saying go shoot Mahatma Gandhi.
Right. Mm.
Because the RSS is not such an organization. Mm. The issue is what was the RSS doing in that period? Mm. Mm. And from 1942 till 47, all the police reports show that these are British reports, that the RSS and the Hindu Mahasabha were almost indistinguishable. Mm. Mm, and that they were spreading in the late 1940s such hatred.
But just to push the
against Mahatma Gandhi that anybody could have,
to push the
Godse
point,
just happened to be the person. It
just
could
to
have
push
been anybody
argument,
who
just to push
this.
The argument, because the Congress, I find, is pussyfooting on, is it the group, is it the individual? Then they say, oh, is the RSS a group at all? The point is that even Patel starts by talking about the Hindu Mahasabha and then talks about the environment created by the RSS as opposed to the RSS being responsible for the assassination. Are these two different things?
Patel makes a very clear statement to in the same letter,
yeah,
that he has no doubt in his mind that it was Savarkar, a group of some Hindu Mahasabha led by Savarkar.
Yeah, directly under Savarkar that hatched the conspiracy.
That hatched the conspiracy, yeah. Number one. There is a direct link between Savarkar and the RSS. When Savarkar is released, there are these, I mean, I have photographs I can show you, where RSS in their shorts are welcoming him. So, but the question that you raised is, why does the Congress at that time have this dual attitude? They arrest him on the one hand and they release him.
Yes.
Now, the BJP would want us to believe that it is because Nehru was the actual, you know, planner of Gandhiji's murder. I mean, there are limits to the violence to history that you can do.
Okay, that's to G.V.L. Rao's point about bringing in Nehru, and he can come in on that later. Rakesh Sinha, then Tushar Gandhi. Rakesh Sinha, the fact is that Sardar Patel is somebody whom the Prime Minister himself has invoked several times. And therefore, when he is quoted, I assume that you would pay attention closely. And even when he says the RSS was not involved, he does talk about the Hindu Mahasabha, and he talks about the Hindu Mahasabha, I'm quoting from the letter, directly under Sardar.
Look, there are two aspects of that. One is that Marxist historians, which includes even Aditya Mukherjee, they have made RSS and Hindu Mahasabha indistinguishable. But they are the two different movements. And I am quoting a letter because they have always quoted selective letter, or they have omitted such letters. Bindu Madhav Puranik was a strong leader of Hindu Mahasabha in Akola. He wrote to Savarkar that RSS people were propagating. This letter is 7-2-1940. He says that Hindu Mahasabha leaders are self-seekers. They are inactive people. They are participating in politics. They can't do anything.
RSS, so there is a rupture between Hindu Mahasabha and the RSS.
In 1932, Hindu Mahasabha formed its own rival organization, that was Hindu Ram Sena and Hindu Milasia. And this Godse formed a Hindu Rashtra Sena. And there are several letters in Savarkar's file. Go and just read the Savarkar files later, in which 100 of the leaders wrote to Savarkar that we should strengthen the Hindu Rashtra Sena, Ram Sena, rather than because certain energy is going to RSS. This is one aspect that there is a difference between.
Second
important thing, RSS shared with Gandhi's value. And very important event is 1922, when entire Tilakites boycotted Gandhi after Khilafat movement. In Nagpur, there was no person was ready for a chief guest. Dr. Hedgewar was chief guest. This, I am not saying the RSS history. I am telling it from the Maharashtra, there was a Marathi newspaper that published Hedgewar presided the Gandhi.
Okay, let
Hedgewar was also the secretary of the Hindu Mahasabha.
Yeah.
Here is a person who is an RSS.
Rajendra Prasad was in Hindu Mahasabha. There was a time people were interchangeable. Mr. Mukherjee, there are a large number of people in Hindu Mahasabha.
From 1926 to 31.
And I am also quoting P. Sundaraiah. P. Sundaraiah was Congress's CPI General Secretary. What is your comment? P. Sundaraiah said in Hyderabad. Let me complete. P. Sundaraiah said in Hyderabad, it is Sardar Patel and RSS in collusion with the RSS assassinated Gandhi. This is available in Sardar Patel's correspondence.
Okay,
let's take this, then these are perverted polemics.
Two things involved. The Prime Minister of the country today has been an RSS worker and has mm-hmm. risen up the thing.
Yeah.
And he's now in the BJP.
Yeah. Yeah.
At the moment, just now in Goa, the RSS
Sorry, Mr. Rao,
The RSS has thrown out a person under BJP pressure. So obviously, BJP and RSS are not identical, but it would be really... A flight of imagination to think that they are completely different.
So let me get GVL Rao on this because you know we're talking about history, but there's also present politics. And CR Kesavan, you should also come in on this. GVL Rao, the fact is that this is a political fight in the present, and the Congress now positions this as a fight, as a claim to being a real Hindu.
I think the Congress party, like in this case, they continue to make U-turns repeatedly. You have seen how in the course of UPA government for 10 years and in the run-up to the elections, how they tried to play vote bank politics. Soon after, they came up with a report. Anthony came up with a report and said, it's because of our vote bank politics people have rejected us. And now they are back to indulging in the same game. The Congress party is confused. We are very clear. We want to pursue developmental politics. For us, it's governance and development. These are the mantras of development. And Congress party, which remained in power by keeping the people of the country poor. The real ideology of the Congress party is poverty, perpetuating poverty, perpetuating ignorance, perpetuating illiteracy. These were the three mantras of the Congress party. That's how they remained in power for many, many decades. Now people of the country have become wiser, and they are rejecting Congress party state after state, election after election.
Let me just bring in C.R. Kesavan briefly on the political point to what G.V.L. Rao is saying. C.R. Kesavan, go ahead, and then Tushar.
Baraka, the simple fact, the politics is this. After 2 years, they have not been able to deliver on jobs. Inflation is at high. Your foreign policy is rudderless. And this is like, you know, how they brought up the beef politics and food fundamentalism. Now nationalism has become their, punching bag, and they're trying to use it, for electoral purposes. And let me just tell you one thing. You know, the irony is so stark. And the connection between the BJP and RSS. Goldwalkar was a man who said ahimsa is a betrayal of Indians. And I remember, you're talking about Patel and Ambedkarji. Ambedkarji said that if, Hindu Raj becomes a fact, it will be the greatest calamity for this country. It should be prevented at any cost. And Sardar Patel said Hindu Raj is a mad idea. It will kill the soul of India. These statements made in the 40s and 50s was because the Hydra head of the Sangh Parivar was raising its, ugly head. And that is why these statements came into play then. And now RSS continues to be the conscience keeper of the BJP, and you have seen the kind of parochial patriotism and regressive politics which is being, practiced by the RSS. And I think,
Rakesh, BJP, I have a question for you, CR
Kesavan. They are trying to use this as a
Kesavan. We understood what did you want to say?
Okay, Kesavan. Rakesh Sinha has a question.
Barkha, the fact is that in 1940s,
yes,
Nehru used anti-RSS ploy to sideline his rivals in the Congress. So he made RSS a bad name. Mm-hmm. I'm telling one instance. When Purushottam Das Tandon was democratically elected All India President of the Congress, just like as Gandhi was against Subhash Chandra Bose in 1939, which led him to step down from the Congress presidency, here Jawaharlal Nehru said, I can't work under P.D. Tandon. When P.D. Tandon resigned, what was the propaganda?
What's your point? That Nehru was vilifying the RSS.
P.D. Tandon, forces like RSS. P.D. Tandon represents forces like RSS.
What is all this?
Number one. Number two.
What is
just coming.
Let Tushar take that. Let Tushar take that.
There are a large number of congressmen. Pattabhi Sitaramaiah, he refused to join a Congress.
What does that prove? What does it prove that
P.D. Tandon, go D.P. Mishra's book?
What is the larger point that
larger point is that Nehru used anti-RSS ploy, that Gandhi's murder case, just to sideline his rivals in the Congress.
Okay, number one.
On 5th October 1949. Congress Working Committee passed a unanimous resolution, except one dissent, S.K. Sinha, Chief Minister of Bihar, welcoming RSS people in the Congress fold.
No, that I've already read Patel's letter on that. That is there. Let Tushar take that. Tushar, go ahead.
What kind of nonsensical arguments are these? It just shows the desperation by which they want to prove themselves wrong. I want
you
to make a comment,
sir,
on all this Hindu business.
No, except Gandhi's tag, he has
of
no
the matter is, I think the real Hindu,
Barkha,
the genuine
this is not
Hindu, was not at least asking not to interrupt.
He is using Gandhi's tag. He is a grandson of
please
Gandhi, except that he has no
escorts. When I am talking, because I remained quiet and they were talking.
Okay, make your point.
Let them not interrupt me,
Barkha, if
I am to
speak. Let him speak.
I am not going to get into a shouting match. I can raise my voice. I can get very loud.
Okay,
I'm not going to do it. Please
Tushar,
allow
make your point.
Ask
make
the
your
gentleman
point.
To speak. Let me speak.
Yes, please. Please make your point.
No, he's interrupting me. How can I make
don't
my
call
point?
Other nonsense.
Okay, come on. Let's
and
not
he's interrupting
each
me
nonsense.
Because he's afraid
let
that I will
call
tell
each
the
other
truth.
Use nonsense
and the truth
and
is,
make your point.
The truth is that a genuine Hindu,
yes,
a genuine Hindu was murdered by pretending patriots, and that murder is being justified by pretending patriots even now. The only genuine Hindu was murdered by a pretending patriot, and pretending patriots are spreading lies to justify that murder, since that murder, and that is the truth which has to be told and explained to the world. All this other nonsense facts, they can just keep them for themselves.
Okay,
fact is that the only genuine Hindu in history was murdered by a pretending patriot.
Okay, first Aditya Mukherjee, then G.V.L. Rao. Yes.
Two quick points.
Yes.
The Nehru was not the only person attacking the RSS. Mm. There was a unanimity, a wide unanimity, which was shown in the 1951 elections. Only 6% of the votes went to the entire Hindutva forces.
And yet
forces
there,
was
a, there was an attempt to bring them back into the no. fold, as Professor
And
Sinha
it was not Nehru who did it. It was Patel who put 20,000 RSS people in jail. So let's not say that they were on opposite side. But the U-turn business is the amazing question that is being raised, that the Congress keeps doing U-turns. The national movement's history has always been that when they did something, they stood up for it and said, I did it. Yeah. From Tilak to Gandhi to Bhagat Singh. Mm. Their history, the Hindutva history, is the opposite. Savarkar goes to jail, and then the moment he goes to jail, he writes to the British saying, please forgive me, I have made a mistake, I will support the government, I will do anything that you ask. I can read out the whole statement that he makes there. Mm. The RSS similarly creates a situation, and Gandhiji is murdered, and now they said Dutheini is. So you see, this is completely the opposite way of doing it. The U-turns are on their side.
Okay,
the national movement is not doing
U-turns. Let's take last comments. Last comments. G.V.L. Rao, we'll start with you. G.V.L. Rao. Last comments. Everybody gets 30 seconds. G.V.L. Rao, go ahead.
Yeah. So, Barkha, in this country, I think we have seen to perpetuate a family dynasty, Nehru dynasty, I think a lot of history was manipulated by historians who have become family historians and family custodians. We've seen how Netaji Bose's revelations in the recent years, how historians have tried to really make portray a negative image of Netaji Bose. And we have had some grandsons of even Netaji Bose who came out and accused him because they got some loaves of office from Congress party. And we have seen many other freedom fighters and their progeny becoming spokespersons for the Congress party and Nehru family, because they all had something to benefit from that particular family.
Okay.
So these historians, these leftists, and these Parivarwalas, I think, claim to know the real truth, claim to speak the real truth, when all the commissions of inquiry and the court proceedings that happened all these decades, they seem to have no faith.
So
these are the same commissions their governments have appointed.
Kesavan, go ahead. I really have to start ramping, so please keep it brief.
The Congress party has a historic legacy of the national movement, and we are the torch bearers of the founding fathers and the values bequeathed to us. And BJP, unfortunately, which has no role in the freedom movement, is making statements here which is pathetic. And let me just say one thing. Let the BJP and the RSS make up their mind. The Prime Minister talks about Gandhi was on one side, and that, six-time MP Sakshi Maharaj says, Godse is a patriot and justifies Gandhi was, as they call it. It's pathetic. And this brand of majoritarian Hindu nationalism, see, they're bringing a bad name to all Hindus. This is not Hinduism. As Mr. Sibal said,
this is the
RSS-BJP brand of Hinduism, which is
Rakesh, please quickly. Kesavan, sorry, I have to cut you short because I'm out of time.
For us, Gandhi is a revered personality. He is a historical figure in Indian national movement. Second most important thing, Rahul Gandhi is acting on a borrowed vision from the left and blinkered idea. So blinkered idea and borrowed vision always create disastrous, and this is a disastrous for Rahul
Gandhi. Aditya, just closing comment. I really have to close.
Closing comment, the U-turn of Savarkar. He says, if the government, he's writing to the British, if the government in their manifold beneficence release me, I will be the most loyal to the English. I am ready to serve the government in any capacity. In any capacity they like.
This is the digression. GVL rightly pointed out. These Congress people digress.
Leaving it there.
Unique capacity to digress everything.
For the court
so
now
please,
to decide.
Please run down Savarkar. If you are willing to do
no,
that,
no,
I'm
we
with
are,
you.
We are sharing some values and ideologies. Savarkar, we are not accepting anybody in
Tushar Gandhi.
He's the center of your
ideology. I have to say thank you now to GVL Rao and CR Kesavan. Thank you so much. That's it on the Buck Stops here tonight. Thanks for watching. Goodbye.